Lofty FM, Adelaide Hills, South Australia, KGay, Thousand Palms, Coachella Valley, California, WCRS, Columbus, Ohio, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. My name is Robert Campbell. This week we have a live concert and interview, which we recorded in the Spryfield area of Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'd like to thank Steph Walsh and Jim Wombolt for their help and all their efforts in getting this on the air.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. And today we have Ruth Manning in the room. My name's Robert Campbell. Thank you for hanging out in the room with us and on the airwaves. So, Ruth, you came down from the valley. Where folks in the valley are you?
Yes, well, we live in Prospect, but it's not to be confused with the Prospect that's near Halifax. That's often a confusion, but right. Yeah, just a small little community in the center of the valley, really not far from Kenfell.
Okay, yeah. I've seen it on the map.
Yep.
Probably driven
It's just
through.
A drop
yeah,
on the map.
Yeah, I've driven through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So you brought your guitar and your voice. We've got a piano. Play some songs.
Yep.
Hang out for a bit.
For sure.
Do you have a set list that you're going to work from?
Right? I have a little bit of a list, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't we just dig right into it?
Sure. All right, well, I'll start with this one. This one I wrote a number of years ago, and it's called Second Wind.
This ain't my first time around the track. No, not my first love. It won't be my last. Thank you.
nice bunch of friendly people we have here today.
We've got about 20 folks in the room. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And that was a song you wrote a while back. Did you record that on one of your albums?
Yes, I did. Yep. That album was recorded in Nashville, actually, back in 2015.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people will have heard this and they can download it on all the platforms, listen on all the platforms and everything.
Yeah. Good. It's on there. Yeah, for sure.
So, and you've got half a dozen albums?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Two Christmas and four country. Working on a gospel album right now.
Nice.
Maybe try one of the songs that's going to be on that today. We'll see.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, we got the piano warmed up and you can slide over there anytime you want.
Yep.
The thing I was thinking about was when you wrote that tune, how do you go through that process when you sit down and you got an idea in your head or lyrics? Where does it usually start for you?
Yeah, it depends. Usually it's a line or two of the lyrics and then, you know, trying to make it into something. But sometimes it's a little lick on the piano. Depends kind of on the song. But,
right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, do you want to keep going on another song?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I'll try this one. This is probably, I think this was absolutely the first song that I ever recorded. I won a contest back in Windsor, like in 1993 or somewhere there. And the prize was enough recording time to basically do a song. So this song is called Together We'll Grow Old. And I haven't even sang this one for a long time either, but drug it out of the closet for today.
No place like here now.
you so much.
Nice, a love song.
Oh, yes.
Your husband's here tonight. Did you write that for him?
Well, I actually wrote that before I met him.
Wow.
That one actually was written for my sister's wedding in the early 90s. So, yeah.
And that's on an album, I presume?
That one is, on the very first album that I did, yeah.
When did you start recording then?
2008 was the first album that I did, yeah.
So you've been doing a couple a year.
One
every couple of years.
There's been a span of a larger span between a few of those, but trying to keep it going.
And you've got one ready to release, you say?
I've got a song released from it, but it's not all completed yet. So
right.
In the works, a gospel album. Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So when do you think you'll be recording the rest of the album and getting that out?
Very soon. I hope it's out by summer. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you have a title for it?
Not yet, but it might be the title of the single that just came out, which is called Almost Home.
Almost Home?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, you're playing guitar here, you're going to play piano. What was your first instrument?
Piano. I took piano lessons from about age 12 to 18 and, did all of the Royal Conservatory lessons,
right.
All that kind of stuff. The greatest stuff, but then kind of thought, oh, no, I want to be able to just play to sing. So now I play by ear more than by music. So
right, yeah, I went through the same process learning keyboards, and I can read still, but not as well as I used to be able to.
Right.
It's something you have to keep up.
That's
sure.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Good. So the process on that song was all guitar all the way, was it?
Yes, it's one or the other typically, but lots of times if I write a song on the piano, then if I'm going out somewhere and I'm not taking my piano, I'll figure it out on the guitar too.
Yeah.
So try to make do.
yeah. Well, it's a lot easier instrument to carry and
that's
set
right.
up and deal
exactly.
with than a piano, right?
Even
the new keyboards, as you know, are
they're not light. Yeah. But when we play in the band, I take both, so switch back and forth. Yeah.
And the name of the band is Ruth Manning and the Prospectors?
It is, yes. Because we hail from Prospect.
Is it the three or four piece?
Four piece, yeah.
Yeah. So do they float through, or do you have a really solid group that you've been with for a while?
We have a solid group, yeah. It's changed. We've got a couple of changes over time, just with,
that's
with
the way it
you
is.
Know, our original drummer passed away during COVID, which was a real hit for us. But we have a new drummer who's a great guy, and so we're moving forward, and
You have some shows coming up?
We do, starting in May, and then we're going to be fairly busy right through to, the new year kind of thing. So,
mostly in Nova Scotia or Atlantic Canada?
Yeah, mostly Nova Scotia. We have, exhibition type things, and we've got some shows. There's a show for the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame coming up in 2 weeks on May the 7th in Waterville at the Fire Hall. And I'll be on that show. Our band is the backup band for the other guests as well. So Ryan Roberts will be with us, Tammy Adams, and Dave Coggins. And we do a fair bit of work with Dave Coggins as well. So he's a great friend, and we've done a lot of shows with him too. So that's a lot of fun.
Right on. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, do you want to have another song?
Sure.
Yeah. What have you got in your pocket?
All right. Well, there was a... I was asked a number of times to play for Remembrance Day at a specific service in Berwick, and I got to the point where I thought, okay, I'm going to sing the same song every time, so I need another song for that. So the night before Remembrance Day, 1 year, I wrote this song. It's been quite a few years now, but it's called Unsung Heroes.
Let your love
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
A nice tribute. Thanks.
Yeah, there's a video that goes with that song that's on YouTube as well.
Right.
And it was kind of fun to do. It's kind of sad to watch, but it has our whole family. My son is the young soldier, even though he was probably only about 16 at the time, but he had the full beard, so he played the part quite well. and our daughter, who's here today, is in that video as well, and my husband. So all of us are in there, which is kind of neat. So, yeah.
Before I forget, what's your website?
It's just ruthmanning.com,
okay.
So easy
and
to find.
There's links to all the social media and YouTubes.
Yes,
there.
Yep. I think everything is there. Yep. Yep. So.
We have a couple of our forces here right
Excellent.
Now, young men and women
good.
Who are serving. And
very good. So that one's for
tribute.
You.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can find Ruth Manning at ruthmanning.com, M-A-N-N-I-N-G. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube under Songwriters from Here and Away. Just give us a search. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com. And here we are, back to the show.
The next song you're going to play, you've left the capo on the second fret there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I keep moving it around.
Yeah. What have you got going on this one?
This one is this. When did I record this? Back in 2011, I think. I did an album, first album that I did in Nashville. This one is, the whole album was called As Country As Can Be, and that's what this song is. So kind of, stories about our lives, because that's pretty much me, about as country as it gets.
Good. We'd love to hear the tune. Thank you.
All right, sure. So As Country As Can Be. Live our lives this way. you.
Nice tune. I'm a country fan. I've played a lot of country over the years and a lot of other stuff too, but I like the simplicity and the clarity of country music. And it's interesting. You have a good solid guitar. It's a Takamine guitar.
It is, yep.
How old is that one? Some of them are really old and some of them are brand new.
This is a 2012, I think, special edition. Yeah. So, yeah, not super old, but yeah, I like it. I have a couple of other guitars, but I always keep coming back to this one.
That's good body in the room. Mm-hmm. Right? Good sound. Yeah. Well, have at her. Do another song for us.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's try this one. So this, I'll tell you the little story behind writing this one. You know how you write songs and you've got to, I have scribblers that literally no one else could read because it's a mess.
Right.
But I started writing this song one day and left the scribbler laying on the couch. I'm a runner, so I went off to do my morning run and came back and my husband says, "What's this note that you left for me?" And the song is called "Hand Me My Boots," and you know the rest of the line is "I'm out of here," basically, right? But anyway, it wasn't for him. It was just, as my kids used to say when they were little, "Is this a true song or a made up song, Mommy?" Well, this was a made up song, so anyway, just a fun song. So it's called "Hand Me My Boots." Word around this town is that you let me down. I'm not so sure that I know what to say. The love you gave to me was for eternity, and now it seems you've thrown it all away. Well, I've got something that's more faithful hanging around, so hand me my boots, honey. I'm walking out, I'm walking out. Future in it when we made our vows. But darn, now that future's had its eye. I don't know what you think you're all about. Hand me my boots, honey, I'm walking out. These boots are beat up footwear, I agree, but they sure know better than you on how to treat me. When I need to get around, they've got me covered, and they ain't out searching for another lover. They're dusty, cracked, and stained, that ain't no doubt. Hand me my boots, honey, I'm walking out. But darn, now that future's had its eye, I don't know what you think you're all about. Hand me my boots, honey, I'm walking out. I know that this is hard to, but the soles on these boots are setting me free. So just go ahead, boy, with all your talking. Me and these old boots are gonna start walking. I'm walking out that door right now. I'll find a way to get. Was the future in it when we made our vows? But darn it, now that future's had its eye. I don't know what you think you're all. Thank you so much. Got my boots on today, too. So
I think a lot of people were singing along. They didn't want to sing out loud, but it's a good sing-along tune, isn't it?
It's a good, yeah, it's a good dance tune.
Good dance tune.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's on your previous album, isn't it?
That is on, that's the 2011 album,
right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're up for some awards with the Josie Awards and the International Singer-Songwriter Awards. I know we've talked in the past a little bit about that.
Yes.
And you've got like 83 nominations or something. What is it? That's
maybe not quite that many. In the International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards, we're in the process of, in April, of voting.
Right.
And then they narrow down the nominations. But right now I have nominations in 6 categories there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Josie Awards, everything's been submitted. And in the 1st of May, they'll be announcing who the actual nominees are for that. So
that's more of a judged thing.
It is. Yeah,
the first round of the ISA, ISSA is by popular vote.
Right. Yeah.
So
exactly. Yeah. And the Josie Awards, I've had nominations for the last number of years there, which is great.
Good. So. It sounds good. And you wanted to do a piano song now, or is that what you're doing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll point the cameras in the right direction, I guess, and hopefully we get something going. Say you played piano as a kid, 6 years old, kind of 7 years old, taking the piano lessons and went through Royal Conservatory. How much do you play piano now other than just writing?
Oh, I'm still playing in the band.
Like,
So I go back and forth between the guitar and the piano in the band. And yeah, so play a fair bit. And I created a little nook in the house where we moved home to where I grew up just last year. And so didn't have a lot of space for the piano, but I created the spot.
Right.
Sit up there and look out the window and play a little bit of piano. Write a few songs. That's what I've been doing this winter, especially. Yeah.
Is it kind of half and half on the piano, half on guitar, or how does that shake out?
I would say, I might not end up playing piano when I play those songs for public.
Right, good.
All right, this song.
What are you going to play for us today?
I wrote this song about Tennessee. It's called Tennessee Call. And this is the title of the 2015 album.
Just came through. You needed
wish she hadn't gone. Realized just then he didn't want to be alone. He said, I'm not gonna miss my Tennessee calling. He said, it's Tennessee calling. I couldn't leave you behind. I know I'm done falling. I've made up my mind. I'm here to admit I need you on the line. It's Tennessee calling.
So we've got ruthmanning.com. You've got a bunch of videos on YouTube. Have you got many YouTube videos?
Yeah, a lot of the songs are on YouTube without video as well. But yeah, there's a couple of videos there. And I'll do another song on the piano a little bit later that is another video that's out there.
Good.
Yeah, so, and got to, working on another one of those too for the next album, I think. So.
Right. So try to get a couple of videos out with each album?
Yeah, one. Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah, try to get some of that out there too. Yeah, it's good.
So you started playing piano and then you picked up the guitar. When did you start singing and writing?
Probably started writing when I went to college or just after that, so early 90s.
Right.
I wasn't big on singing by myself in a lot of... I'm still not. But anyway, I sang in my family group. I have three older sisters. One is here today, and we were the best girls. My last name was Best in that time, and so we sang at variety shows and, you know, different things like that around the Valley area mostly. And then it's sort of, you know, as the older ones moved out, mind you, they didn't go very far. They were just up the road. But, you know, we weren't in the same house, so you didn't sit down after supper and sing songs like we used to.
Right.
So it kind of whittled its way down to being just me. And that's when I started to think, well, I got to sing by myself because that's all that's left.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. And when I went to college, I was at Teachers College with people like Natalie McMaster and a few others, really good musicians that... you know, where it was fun to play coffee houses and that kind of thing. I used to go sneak down to the common room in the residence and play the piano there, and somebody heard me and said, hey, you need to come play it at the coffee house. So anyway, that's kind of how a lot all went. But
we all need mentors, right?
Indeed.
And people that kind of guide you along or help you out, no matter how young or old you are. Well, more songs?
Sure. How about a gospel song. Now, this is not on the gospel album because this one was on an album a number of years ago. That's not the right spot there. And I think back and I played some of these older songs and I think, man, I was more creative then. Like, sometimes I feel like I get stuck now and I don't have new ideas, but I liked the ideas that I had back then.
Well, do you do any co-writing?
I haven't done a lot of that, but I've reached out to a couple of people about doing that in the near future because I think that would be kind of fun too. So
I'll write with you anytime.
All right, sounds good.
Absolutely.
We'll have to make a date for that.
Okay, it's a deal. What's this?
This one is called He Taught Them to Pray. So a little bit of a gospel tune. It's on, which one is it on? I think it's on the 2011 album. It's back there anyway, so.
All right.
An old man said to the children in town, there's a God in the heavens looking down, and his love is bigger than all the earth you see. Trials, if you hear, he said to all the Jesus would be their king. Light to the whole world he'd bring. Savior for all Christians here on earth. To serve him is our greatest task. It's everything God would ever ask. If you follow
so much, everybody.
So growing up, did you sing at in the church choir and stuff like that as well?
We sang in church. My sister sang in the choir. I've sung in church quite a bit more recently, too, in our little country church. And now that church has actually closed, and we're with a larger church. But, we did a fair bit of that. We, as the sisters, used to sing at a couple of bluegrass festivals in the area as well, even though we did, you know, it was bluegrass and old-time music, I guess. So
right.
We didn't really do bluegrass music, but...
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, we did a few, some of those. We have video somewhere of, I think I was 10 or 11 in one of those festivals. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So now you've got a four-piece band. And are they on the album, or are you doing the Nashville thing? You're recording it in Nashville and then bringing in other stuff as you need to?
Now, my last album I did in the Valley was Ryan Roberts did all the production and all of the tech work.
Ryan's excellent.
He's fabulous. And so he played a lot of the instruments, but we did, there were three songs there that we were playing in the band on a regular basis, so we had the folks come in and do that one as well. So,
right.
Yeah, and looking forward to doing a little bit more of that. We add in a fifth player whenever we can. Bob McDonald plays the steel guitar and joins us. And
I know Bob well. He's one of the best country steel players going.
Yeah, for sure. So he actually, on the latest single that I have called Almost Home, he played on that, and he's done a couple of others that are in the works as well. So I said, don't put away that steel, Bob. You're going to be coming and doing more of that. So
yeah, he's great. He played on a few of our tunes, and he's very quick and very great tone. So you have another song?
Oh,
I'm sure you do. You could probably play all night.
Well, maybe not all night, but well, let's do this one first.
Sure.
Maybe I'll move over there just for something different subject matter. this one's called Bad Habit. So sometimes a funny line just runs in your head and you go, oh yeah, I could write a song about that, but it's not anything about what you were thinking about. I was thinking about my own bad habits, but you know, you turn it into a story, right?
So right.
Anyway, this is how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Still go Just a fun light song.
Yeah, it's kicking along. Good tune with the band, I bet.
Another good dance song that we play out and about.
Do you what kind of covers are you doing in the band?
We play a lot of 90s country, you know, some older stuff than that too, but we try to keep it upbeat, but a lot of 90s stuff, and I pick and choose. I listen very carefully to the radio, and once in a while there's a few songs that come out that really still sound like country, so we have a few that we're working on that are brand new that, you know, are out right now, so that's kind of fun to add those in, but you have to listen with a careful ear to find them.
Yeah, the music has shifted a little bit.
It's interesting though, because I see maybe a shift back. I see some really young people that I've started listening to that are playing what sounds like traditional country, and it's new stuff, but it has that same sound, so I'm encouraged by that.
I find it interesting that classical music there's contemporary classical music built and performed in a similar way to 100 and 200 and 300 years ago, and then there's contemporary alternative classical music with totally different harmonizations and stuff, and I think that jazz has gone through the same thing, and it will do, and country has and will, and
yep.
Same with blues,
everything,
like all styles, and I think we need to. I hear a lot of people really slamming some kind of art form of whatever it may be, whether it's the contemporary country with the rap vibe or the beat, quarter note beat vibe that's going on with it. Or I listen to it and I say, is it good lyrics? Is there a melody to it? Is it working?
Yeah.
Is there a story to it? Do I connect? And there's a lot of really good stuff, even in that contemporary stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's whether you can, as a performer, it's whether you can connect to it yourself and perform it the way you want to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you have to...
Whether it fits.
You have to pick and choose so that it feels right for you.
For sure.
So I guess you're not going to rap today.
Probably not, no. There I would be completely lost.
Yeah. Well, it's sounding good today, and we're really appreciative of you spending your time here with us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for you folks for coming in and hanging out with us.
Lovely crowd here with us today.
Yeah. One more song to close it out.
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth.
No problem.
Let's see.
We all knew the day would come, but it came up way too soon. And there's an empty feeling in this house, an empty bed there in her room. It was hard to let her leave. Wish I could call her on the phone. Love to hear her voice one more time, but I know she's almost home. Yes, she's almost home. She's on her way. And even though it hurts so much, I knew she couldn't stay. Life is only temporary. She was here all alone. Now she's almost home. As we sat beside her bed, sang her songs and said a prayer, knowing heaven's call had come. Dad was waiting for her there. God was whispering so soft, it was time for her to go. But knowing in our hearts, it was comforting to know that she's on.
That's Ruth Manning, recorded live in Halifax here, and we have more shows coming up. Please look up Songwriters from Here and Away. Give us a like if you would. Follow us on the YouTube and that kind of stuff. It really helps us, and it helps the artists that we support, and support your local artists and live music. We'll be back next week with another Songwriters from Here and Away. We're going to roll out with just a little bit of a song that didn't make it into the hour fully, but we'll play some of it right now.
And this one's called The Farmer's Prayer.
This life brings out the blood, sweat, and tears. take a moment to bow his head right there. That is how he said Father's prayer. He's aging now, but he still loves the springtime. And he holds the season always made in the air.
Thanks for listening, and look up Songwriters from Here and Away on your favorite podcast platform. You'll find us there, and if you don't, let me know.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Ethan Churchill called Big Bad Rose, a departure from the more intimate coffeehouse vibes of Ethan's 2022 Coffee Dates and Superstores. This single brings a raw, tongue-in-cheek rock and roll energy that just compels you to strut your stuff. And stay tuned, Ethan's new album, The Bloody Monster Club, drops January 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Big Bad Rose by Ethan Churchill now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And my heart's all broke, it's not broken.